I want to bring in Dr. Gary Miller right now. He is the president of the University of Akron. And when we talk about the fall semester and starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel in this pandemic, it's happening at the University of Akron's campus, as Dr. Miller announced this week. And he was kind enough to join me on the show this morning. And Gary, again, thanks for accepting the invitation heading into a holiday weekend. But this is really good news on what you're trying to translate to the families and students who plan on coming back to the university.
We think it is. It's great to be on this morning, Ray. And actually, I like the rain. I just planted some stuff in the yard. So, we've studied this. We have a large group working on this with health officials, and we think it's a good approach. Safety is our concern, so we'll roll back if we have to in the fall. But right now, we're optimistic we can bring everybody back in a close to normal situation. We really are encouraging everybody to get vaccinated, and we believe that a lot of our students have been and our faculty have been, so we're excited about a new fall.
Well, let's get into the particulars for those families and parents of those students that plan on heading back to the campus at the university in the fall. Talk about what you've pulled up and what you're looking at with classes, which is exciting. I know full seating capacity and such going forward.
Yeah, we think we can do the full seating capacity in the classes. We'll have many more options for in-person engagement. We still will have a lot of online options. The University of Akron always has had quite a few online options. Residence halls, we've had people in the residence halls in the entire COVID event, and we've done really well there. So those will be open. On-campus dining will be open with open seating. And the best part, really, Ray, is that celebrating students, getting students together for student organization, athletic events, we believe we'll be able to do that in person. That's what we're planning to do.
You know, and we're talking with Dr. Gary Miller, again, president of the University of Akron. And I have a student in college right now. And part of that experience, Gary, is the dining halls. It's going to the clubs, the organizations, the sporting events, the wellness centers and such. And talk about those items. It sounds like we're a go on those items.
Yeah, one of the things students told us during the COVID pandemic was that's what they really missed. They want interaction with each other and their faculty and staff, and we're going to try to get that back. Our rec center will be open for basketball. The indoor track will be back. The recreation and wellness center, all of its facilities will be open. Again, we're going to monitor this. We will be doing some testing. And, of course, we'll be looking at what's happening in the state and in the county, and we're prepared to step back if we have to, because we want to keep people safe. But right now, given the way things are going, we think we can give students a great campus experience at the University of Akron.
Gary, let me ask this question on the opposite side right now. There's probably still some parents / students that do have some safety concerns about those who are unvaccinated. Are you basically putting the trust in those individuals or families? I know there are some, I'm not saying in the education sector, but there are some businesses, there's even some airline travel that is saying, hey, you have to show your vaccination card. Is there any thought of that, or is this basically the trust in the families?
So we'll be starting on the honor system. We feel comfortable about that now because of the surveying we've done of our students and faculty that suggests a large number, well above the 70 or 80% that we would like to have vaccinated, do want to be vaccinated. We have access to vaccines, and we can get people connected to a vaccine. We will be using masking in certain situations where the CDC requires it, close quarters, public transportation, you know, our Rue Express and shuttle stops and so forth. We really encourage people to get vaccinated. That's the best way to be safe, and our confidence level that we will have a large number vaccinated is pretty high, right?
How about the faculty, Gary? Excitement among them when they heard this news, I should say?
Well, yeah, the ones I've talked to are excited to get back. They have the same concerns that we all do about safety, and so I know they appreciate us watching it closely, and we will. But yeah, I think they miss their students, the interaction with one another, activities in their research laboratories, and the general campus life, just like our students do. You know, we've all been in this business. That's one of the things we love about universities is the campus life. So I think there will be, and people I've heard from are pretty excited about the opening.
Well, this is Dr. Gary Miller, again, president of the University of Akron. Gary, one other question for you, and it's kind of off this beaten path a little bit, but I haven't had a chance to talk to you since you brought in your new athletic director, and he was kind enough to join us on the show and really had glowing words to say about your leadership. And athletics are a big part of college life, whether it be football, basketball, and all the other sports of Zip athletics. And I thought maybe you could share a couple of words about your selection with your new AD.
Yeah, I'm just really high on Charles Guthrie, and I've seen what he can do. Very student-oriented. You know, we have nearly 600 student-athletes. These are leaders on campus. They have they adopt a really disciplined life to be a student-athlete. They're passionate about it. We want to provide them with that opportunity, and we've got to do it in an NCAA environment that's rapidly changing and with a lot of community support, and I think Charles is going to bring a kind of enthusiasm and excitement and innovation to that we need right now. So I'm excited to have Charles with me.